On a warm night in Chapel Hill, Back Bar, a popular spot on Franklin Street, is buzzing. But not for the usual reason. People walk around drinking out of cups that say, mindful, sustainable, possible. Get the conversation started about sexual assault.
The main goal of these cups is to change the conversations and change how people think about sexual assault at UNC.
That's Asher Lipsitz. He's a co-founder of the new group, Carolina Conscious. The cups are the group's way of reminding people to treat one another with respect, especially when it comes to sex. There are many groups on campus that try to prevent sexual assault, but that wasn't always the case.
He pulled out a knife and held it to my throat and told me that we could do this the easy way or the hard way. And I chose the easy way.
Ashley Hicks started at UNC in 2006, but didn't graduate until last summer. She says she was sexually assaulted her freshman year one night after a date. She says she reported it to the dean of students and saw a nurse practitioner at campus health, but no one offered her much help.
Nurse practitioner that saw me, you know, told me, oh, I'm sorry about that. There was no mention of filing a police report. There was no mention of anything, really. I kind of had to press her on the issue of, like, how can I, like, officially report this?
Assistant Vice Chancellor Christy Hurt says situations like that led the university to develop the new policy.
We want to make sure we create an environment where bad things don't happen. And so in a part of that process, we sort of committed as a group to say we're going to make sure the university goes forward to figure out what we need to do culturally here to create an environment that's safe where people aren't harmed.
Now the university requires that each participant verbally consent to sex. Silence or nonverbal communication can't be considered consent, and drunk people can't give consent. The university also removed students from the hearing panel that investigates sexual assault allegations. There were 26 reported cases of rape on or near campus in 2014, according to the campus crime report. Hurt says the number keeps rising, but that could be a good thing.
Now, I think we know there are people in need, and so that they are coming forward at higher levels to seek support, I think, is a positive indicator that we've built a system that does at least seem to appeal to folks and hopefully holds their needs in good care.
And eventually, she wants UNC to not have a need for the policy.
At the end of the day, I want to put us out of business, and I want to not need all these offices because I want us to have a safe campus for everybody. But until they get there, I think we will see numbers go up.
Asher Lipsitz, the co-founder of Carolina Conscious, says he hopes for the same thing. Even if prevention starts with a cup.
The idea is when you're using a Carolina Conscious Cup, it's a way to show your commitment to the campaign and show the entire Carolina community coming together for this issue.
The 2015 AAU Campus Climate Survey found that about 13% of respondents at UNC said they've experienced some form of sexual assault.